After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance.
Hello?
Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from... Charges for your call have been accepted.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Sorry, I just wanted to call back real quick.
That's okay. That's okay, I totally understand. You want me to hand her the phone?
Yeah, I want you to talk to the investigators that have been helping with this team, all the people.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And just have them work on the stuff of the deal and just, like, put, you know, talk to Kelly and see what the bullet points are and start bulletizing everything and what's factual and different discrepancies and all this different stuff. Put it together very legible, very readable, and then all of Kelly's reports and everything Tom has, everything, put it together so we can give it to this new attorney.
Okay.
For it. And then...
Okay. I had talked to Beth. She said we were going to start working on that soon, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess sooner the better is to have it all, you know, here it is and all spelled out for him and you know, just see what he says. And,
okay.
But I love you, and sorry it's tomorrow. I wish they would have given us both because I wanted to.
I know. I did, too. I wanted to see you, too. It's okay. It's okay, Michael. I will see you tomorrow. Mike, we're not giving up.
I know.
I know. I can't imagine how it feels for you. I can't. I know. But my heart breaks because of this. And all I can say is you hang on and you're a fighter and we do not give up.
I know, Jimmy. I'm not living somewhere. I mean, I don't want to be here. It's a little scary and stuff, but I'll get through it. But I worry about the kids. I worry about my babies. I worry about Amanda.
Amanda's going to be fine. Amanda and the kids are going to be fine. I'm with Amanda now. I mean, she's going to be... I done told her. We have to. We'll sell a house and move in together because ain't nothing going to happen to this. I'm telling you, Mike. We are going to get through this and we're going to appeal this.
Right. I think I don't want to be in prison and have all my loved ones die around me. And Peter, you know, and Bill, and I mean, I've already seen everything. And then Amanda and I fall apart. I just think of all those things.
You and Amanda ain't falling apart.
No, we're not. But I don't want that to happen.
Amanda, you know, just, loves you with all her heart.
I know.
She loves you with all her heart.
I love the kids, but it's so hard for her to do this on her own.
She's not going to be doing it on her own.
And then I think about the horses, and I think that's too much for her. But I really don't want to sell Tommy and Legacy.
She will sell what she thinks she has to, but at this point she hasn't talked about selling those two.
And, you know, are they going to even be alive when I get them?
Like,
one of the
like,
kids,
we're not going to let it be that long. I know.
I want the kids
we're not,
to show them. And, I guess it just feels like my life's over. And I, this feels
your
like
life
they
is
just,
not.
And they just want to keep pushing me down into the mud and pushing me down into the mud.
You really think we're going to let them win?
No, I just...
No, Mike, I'm not. I'm not.
No, but it comes down to the point of we only have so much control over this, you know, the court system. We can only...
There's only so many people that is going to take that kind of shit. I mean, the attorney general, her flunky ass self, after your probation officer said this, she had to take it to the mat. Who the hell is she? She doesn't set the points into play.
Well...
You bitch. I hope she hears me.
But she did.
I know she did. I know. And it was vindictive.
But, you know, I don't know if there's... I don't know. You know, when I was thinking 4-7, I'm thinking, it sucks, but I'll be all right, and I can get out, and then I can start working somehow, and I can start paying you know, sending money to Amanda every week, and I can live with you, and it makes me feel like I know that they're going to be a little better taken care of. And from here, I can't do anything for them. All I can do is worry and pray.
Well, the praying is a good thing. Try not to worry about that, Mike, because if you think for 1 minute that me, your dad, or any of us are going to let him go without...
You know, all the people in the church said the same thing, but, you know...
It ain't you.
I love my kids so much.
I know you do. They love you.
But I just think about Jack. I just remember when he was born. I remember sitting outside watching him and the little wiener dogs digging in the dirt and just watching him and Amelia play and playing in the tents with him and building the forts with him, taking him swimming. I never going to be able to see Matthew walk and talk. They've robbed me.
Yes, you will. Mike, I'm confident, and I'm going to be confident. Because I know you're innocent.
Mom, I know, but you have those rose-colored glasses, and that's just the way they say it. I don't know. Diane, maybe you can call and talk to her, but see, Diane Smith said she was going to contact the Innocent Planet and go on with them. And maybe you can see what she says about that.
Okay. Diane McDaniels or Smith?
Smith.
Okay. Mike, it ain't over. I mean, you might have a little bit of a rough time right now. Just think right now. That's all it is.
It'll be okay once I get there and get settled in. But you know what? I just think, man, what happens if I have a seizure there and someone stomps my head in or something? And, you know, I think about all these things. And it'll probably be fine. I'm sure it's going to be. But I worry about all these things, you know? And
I know.
And I don't know what kind of, you know, someone said that because of my time, they probably would send me to a level 4, which is a very secure prison, but they keep you locked down all the time. And they bring the shower to you on wheels and stuff. You can't leave the lockdown small cell. And I think, I don't know how I'll be able to fly anything. I can't walk, and the anxiety the way it is and everything. And then, I don't know. That's scary to me.
That I don't blame you. I do not blame you. But keep in mind, your points were 4-7. It was the Attorney General that took them up.
I understand, but I think they go about my time that they sentenced me to, not my points. But I don't know. But I love you.
Mike, I love you with every ounce of my being.
I'm gonna write a letter again tonight to you.
Amanda'll
have the address and everything for you. And all my numbers and stuff. You had to put that on there. I think Bobby Caudill wrote me and said Bobby on there, a small letter. If it was, sorry, I said that to you. I'm sure it must have been her. But,
yes, it was Bobby.
Yeah. I'm glad Jesse's coming. I wanted to talk to her.
Mm-hmm. And Aaron. And if you think of anybody else you want us to bring.
If Jordan or Jake would like to come, that's fine too.
Okay.
It's hard to sit in front of these people.
I know it is.
Family. I feel like a failure man here, you know?
You're no failure. Mike, this was done to you. It was done to you.
I know.
You fought like a man. I'm proud of you. And I'm not giving up.
I know, but I just feel like I should have just said, you know what, I'm just taking a stupid plea so I can get with my family, and I can save us money, and I can, but I was confused, and I didn't know, and I didn't know about the family court thing for sure, and anyway, I'm going to talk to Amanda, but I love you, Mom, and
I love you millions.
I'll try to call you tonight. If there's more minutes on your phone, I'll try to call you tonight.
All right, I love you millions.
Tell everybody I love you the moon and back, and I love you and stuff.
Okay, here's the end. I love you millions.
Love you.
Hello?
Are you going to put more minutes on your phone tonight?
I'll try to, yeah.
if you can. You know, whatever.
I probably won't postpone.
Yeah, I understand. It's going to be difficult for just a little short time. Mm-hmm. And it'll get better.
Yeah.
You know, even though I was at Mom's and I was away from you, I could call you anytime, you know?
Okay.
Why can't it end like this?
What ending?
I never thought I would get a divorce. I never really thought I would get married, actually, until I met you. But I never thought we'd get a divorce. It hurt.
In the long run, I think it'll be.
What?
In the long run, I think it'll be a better thing.
I love you, honey, so much.
Love you too.
But take care of the kids. And love them and love you. And glad things are going good. And if you have to sell more horses, we'll sell more. I don't want you to have to worry about anything.
I'm not worried about horses.
About county and travel and legacy. And Ladybug and really. And Trixie, yeah.
I'm not selling any right now. I'm not.
I'm not really about worried about Josie and what's his name. I mean, maybe we can even get him gelled and hang out to him, but I don't know. We don't even actually need him. But what,
Dewey.
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 I don't know. I just wanted the kids to get started. He was just a gorgeous animal. I wanted to get him going on this. Maybe I can talk to Laura and Jay. I can call them and ask them, you know, hey, can you please help the kids get going on this, riding and stuff? Like, a favor?
They're starting to talk about their opener, starting their own 4-H club is what Jay told me.
Well, ask if you can get signed. They can get signed up. Maybe they even show rabbits at first or something, or Carly or chickens or something. You know, get Beauty all clipped up, and you know they could show her a couple of them. Maybe she's a master show pony.
Yeah, that doesn't move. She's looking her age, I think.
I know. Just give her a little.
Pretty great.
You can give her a little senior food if she gets skinny, but I don't think she's gonna.
She's not skinny. She's just gray.
Yeah.
Not skinny at all.
But the donkeys, we don't have to hang on to all them. We can buy new donkeys someday.
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever you think. I don't want to have to feed him.
They're okay right now.
Yeah. I wouldn't even mind giving him to L, you know, if he wanted him.
Hmm.
I don't know. We'll talk about that later. Maybe he can keep him and someday I can use him again or something. No. I don't know. Anyway, I love you.
I love you too.
And I guess I'll be talking to you soon, you know. Just wait till this dies since it's almost out. But thanks for putting minutes on my account. And have a quiet night and have a great time getting the tree. And
this call will be terminated in 1 minute.
It's raining, so it probably won't be too much fun.
It'd be fine once you get inside. And keep Aunt Ange taking care of my cats out there and make sure they have food, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing I'd really love Gary to do is make that cat door in the building out there and cover up the chimney pipe, make the door so they can come in and out as they please. Give them canned food every once in a while and stuff. But and cover up the in the chicken house where they cut it into the tack room, cover that up if you would, but
okay.
Somebody. But I love you, and I'll talk to you tonight.
All right, I love you.
Bye.
Miss you too.